this is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello everybody, a huge welcome one and all once again to The Show That Goes Like This with me, Ben Simmons. I hope your Tuesday has treated you very well so far, and thanks so much for being here. Hopefully we can treat you well for the next couple of hours on The Show That Goes Like This. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the Essex area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, and if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will go ahead and do that. And you can have an Apple app as well on the App Store. You can download that. And if you're on Mixcloud, you can join us on mixcloud.com. So yeah, so many ways to be here, and so grateful that you are once again. And if you've been listening over recent weeks, you'll know we are counting down our show's 100 greatest songs of all time, and we've reached the halfway stage up until now. So without really being at the nitty-gritty section yet, it's the nitty, if not the gritty, at the very least. So yes, we are counting down 50 to 26 over the next couple of hours with you. Some great tracks coming up. Absolutely don't go anywhere. I'll explain a little bit about why I like them, why they mean a lot to me, how they've ended up in the position they've ended up in this list, and it'll all be a fabulous evening for everybody. So yes, let's get going then. Number 50 in this countdown. We're starting off with a ballad, a very lovely ballad that I was surprised was actually a cover version. Let's all welcome, to get us going musically tonight, the fabulous Ellie Goulding.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you. And longer if I can. You, as long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. How long will I want you? As long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you, as long as you can. How long will I give to you? As long as you say, how long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, and longer if I may.
Phoenix FM.
Ellie Goulding there then with the rather lovely How Long Will I Love You. released back in 2013 on her album Halcyon Days, and it was used as the Children in Need song of that year as well, and on her film soundtrack About Time, originally recorded by the Waterboys a good few years before that. But I do like that Ellie Goulding version. Right, moving on then. What's possibly coming up at number 49 on the list of the 100 greatest songs of all time, according to the show that goes like this? Well, here comes a track that was originally released in the early 1980s and was popular, but achieved even more popularity when it was featured in a TV show that took the world by storm. And then it was re-released in 2009 by the Glee cast. Do you know what's coming? Has that introduction done enough to let you know what this song is? Well, the Glee cast version is what I'm going to play for you now. Everybody knows the original. Many people will have heard this version as well. It's very similar. And this got to number 2 in the UK singles charts, this version, and it sold over 500,000 copies in the UK alone. Was the 22nd biggest selling song of the year in 2010, after it was released on the album of the Glee first season. So yes, let's not keep you waiting any longer. I'm sure you've guessed it by now. It's time to Not Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Awesome track. Many people know and love it. I certainly do, and hence it's number 49 on this countdown. But coming up now, a track that's very dear to my heart and probably one of the ones featured in this list of 100 over these 4 weeks that we're doing it in total, that hadn't received that much chart acclaim in the UK. I think it got to number 20-something. But when released in the US, it stayed at the country music chart number one position for 8 weeks. Thinking the official Billboard charts only ever got somewhere ludicrous like number 80. But this was my wedding song first dance track. Hence, it holds a special place in my heart. Now, my wife is a very talented dancer and now choreographer. She was probably slightly upset that during our first dance at our wedding, we didn't do any intricate moves or anything like that. There was just some holding and swaying, and it was a lovely moment, but she could probably have thrown in a few backbends or something like that. Anyway, we're staying ballady at the start of this week's show, aren't we? Here is the brilliant Amazed by Lone Star.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
Phoenix FM.
There we go, Lone Star and Amazed then at number 48 on this countdown. Yes, it was a lovely time at my wedding. My wedding was in 2004. That song was originally released in 2009. And keeping with the ballads coming at the early part of this evening show, another one that was released, I think, in 2003. And again, didn't do amazingly well when on its original release. I think it got to number 9 in the UK charts, but was subsequently used as the winner's song for a series of X Factor. And Rhythmics, who then were forced to change their name to Little Mix, released this as their winner's song, and it did go to number 1. And it's a song I've always loved, kind of a haunting voice with the original singer and writer, Damien Rice. It's time for the brilliant Cannonball.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. There's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. There's still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day that I can't say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to blow like a cannon. Still a little bit of your song in my ear. Still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. 'Cause it's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna scare her. It's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna lose. It's not hard to grow. You know that you just don't know. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you blow like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. It's not hard to fall when you blow like a cannonball.
Phoenix FM.
I've always loved tracks with brilliant lyrics, and that is definitely one for me. Damien Rice, brilliant words, Cannonball. Always loved that. Love the melody as well. Love everything about it. I think it's excellent. And, yeah, but still, there must be a lot of others that I think are excellent, because that's only number 47 on this countdown. Absolutely, yes. So we're going to go a little bit faster now with a song that may make you want to start tapping your feet, getting up and boogieing around. And I did a show a few months back about songs that you were surprised were cover versions. And this track I'm about to play now, I was very surprised to learn it was a cover version, because it was released in 2000 and did incredibly well, selling almost 2 million copies in the UK. And I was shocked to realise it was originally released in 1972. I think it was written in 70, originally released as a single in 1972 by the American band King Harvest. And never released in the UK at that time, did only okay in America, not particularly to great acclaim. Then was covered by Top Loader in early in the new millennium and did incredibly, incredibly well. So I'm sure you now know what's coming. Get your dancing shoes on. I hope it's dark where you are. It ought to be if you're listening to this live. And it's time. Well, maybe you won't see the moon just yet, but time to go dancing in the moonlight. Go on, get out there.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite, they keep
FM. Great stuff from Top Loader there and the brilliant Dancing in the Moonlight, but it's a cover version. Don't think it's original, like me. Anyway, that was number 46 on the countdown. So what have we got coming up now at number 45? Well, another track that hasn't done amazingly well in the charts on its release, released back in 2015, only reached number 22 in the UK charts, I believe. However, came to my attention because it was used on a Samsung advert when they released one of their new mobile phones, and I absolutely loved it as soon as I heard it. Wasn't quite sure who it was by, but like many people, I thought it had a hint of Bruno Mars about it, a hint of Michael Jackson about it. And he gets mentioned in it as well, I think, so it must have more than a hint of Michael Jackson. But it's from a former member of the X Factor, I don't think they won, did they? X Factor band JLS. I think they came in the top two or three the year they were on it. But it's time now to get down and get funky with Aston Merigold, who wants to get stupid. Well, we started off with a few ballads early on in tonight's show. That was a lot funkier, wasn't it? Aston Merigold and the rather marvellous Get Stupid. And that's at number 45 on the countdown. Remember, we're only going as far as 26 tonight. And then next week will be the top 25 greatest songs of all time, according to the show that goes like this. But keep it here on Phoenix FM for the entire duration tonight. And great programmes coming up all throughout the evening as well. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. What's coming up then at number 44? Well, it's another track to get you dancing. It's another track you can't help but enjoy when you listen to it. If you've got that sort of innate funkiness within you, here's another one that grabs hold of it. Khalees, who is a bit controversial for her single Milkshake, featured as the singer on this, but it was produced, created, devised, and enjoyed immensely, I would imagine, by Calvin Harris. Time to bounce. I don't think he was talking about those old dryer sheets you could put in to keep your clothes fresh.
FM.
Another one to get you going there then, Calvin Harris with Khalees and Bounce, released back in 2011, I think. It doesn't seem it ought to be that old, 10 years old, bit crazy. Calvin Harris and Bounce, yes, and number 44 on tonight's countdown. Always enjoyed listening to that one as well. It definitely gets you in the mood to move your body around. I guess that has the desired effect. Now, on to an artist I've always loved listening to my entire life. Her first two albums on vinyl were a couple of the first records I ever bought. And then this track we're going to hear now kind of signalled the rejuvenation of her career to some extent after it, I guess you could say, hit the doldrums in the late 1990s. She came to prominence in the late 80s with that Stock Aitken and Waterman funky sound. Went a bit grungy mid-90s. And then didn't have much success for a while, came back with this, and many people have said that the success of this song was a lot down to the video and to the outfit she was wearing in the video. Well, if you're a heterosexual male, possibly you'll agree. If you're not of that disposition, probably you'll agree anyway. But either way, it's a great track, and whatever images it conjures in your mind, I'm sure we'll all enjoy listening to now. Kylie's Rejuvenation with Spinning Around.
Phoenix FM.
Classic track there for Kylie, Spinning Around. Nobody say gold hot pants too many times. Okay, anyway, moving on from Spinning Around, here's some interesting stuff that I've learnt about the next track that we're going to hear now. Kylie was at 43, coming up number 42 on the countdown, and a track that was offered to Kylie, and she turned down the chance to record it, and it was subsequently then given to Britney Spears. Now, bearing in mind what's happened with Britney recently and the conservatorship ending and all that kind of nature of it, many people might think she wrote this song and wrote it about some of the people in her life. But it's not true at all. It wasn't written by Britney Spears. It was performed fantastically well by Britney Spears, but had four writers, I think. One of whom was Kathy Dennis, actually. But another song with an interesting video, similar to Spinning Around, I guess. But Britney Spears, one of her more popular tracks, I would imagine, anyway. And whatever she thought about members of her family, I'm sure she wasn't singing about them when she sang Toxic.
Toxic. Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
Phoenix FM.
That's got to be one of my favourite Britney tracks. Toxic there, absolutely brilliant. Makes it to number 42 on this countdown. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Listen via smart speaker. Catch us on Mixcloud. There's even an Apple app on the App Store as well. Loads of ways you can be here. And thanks for staying. Thanks for being here. Thanks for getting here in whatever way you have done. Now then, next up, we're getting a bit more reflective. We're getting into almost another ballad kind of zone, I would guess. But it's a track I always enjoy listening to, and one by a band with a name I think is brilliant. It's difficult to come up with original band names these days, but this one did a good job, although this track was originally released back in 1998, I think. And it did pretty well in the UK charts, and I really like listening to it. Hopefully you will do as well, as we all bend our ears towards the radio for Sixpence None the Richer.
Shoes and underwear, wear that dress.
FM.
Another lovely track there from Sixpence None the Richer, the brilliant Kiss Me. Okay, so that was number 41. Coming up then, we've got a track at number 40, and another female artist I've always enjoyed listening to. In the 90s, when you used to get those music subscription services where you could send off and get 5 free CDs and then they'd send you a CD every month afterwards, I remember getting an album by this person just for one track on it. You would do that back then, wouldn't you? I certainly did. Joined those services just to get a few albums to begin with and then keep getting albums for a month afterwards until you cancelled it. Anyway, here's a track that I think came out back in the late 90s, 1998, if I'm right. Reached number one in the Billboard charts in the US, only number four in the UK, I think. But a great track. A little bit reflective, its origins in a bit of sadness because it was dealing with loss and the death of people close to you and stuff like that. But they managed to make a bit of a feel-good track out of it as well. So some impressive remixing went on. I think it was originally intended to be a reflective ballad and ended up being a little bit dancier than that. But here then, with Together Again, it's Janet Jackson.
Phoenix FM.
Funny, really, that a song that originated out of a sense of loss and despair ended up being quite a feel-good track. But I've always enjoyed listening to Together Again by Janet Jackson, and that is number 40 on tonight's countdown. So coming up then, what on earth is going to be at number 39? Well, a track that was released back in 2006 and didn't do particularly well in the charts. I think it only got to number 18 in the UK charts. But a band who virtually everything they produced I really liked listening to. And certainly this one. These days we all say everyone's addicted to their phones and it's terrible. But back then, even in 2006, you could just make a phone call and people would love it. Like The Feeling.
So far, are you quite sure just who you are? Oh, I know you could choose a friend, but you don't seem to have the time. Oh, and I wonder if you ever get to say what's on your mind. Well, take a little time. Oh, take a little time.
Phoenix FM.
Love it when you call from The Feeling there at number 39 on this countdown. Coming up then at number 38, a track I'm really looking forward to. I mean, obviously these are all favourite tracks of mine and have been put together for your entertainment on the show that goes like this tonight. But some of them do kind of stand out in their own way. And you might say, well, why isn't it higher in the list then? Well, there's reasons for that. But I always enjoy listening to this track. It's become a TikTok meme now, that a TikTok challenge, if you like, where people harmonise with themselves. But an amazing track released early in 2007 by a man with an incredible voice, an amazing range, and apparently he wrote this as a satirical attempt to have a go at musicians who try and reinvent themselves just to remain popular. And apparently it happened after a record executive had an argument with him and told him to be more like Craig David. Can you imagine someone less like Craig David than Mika? Anyway, here's Grace Kelly.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, just I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. Tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, I could be red, I could be black, I could be anything you like. Gotta be green, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door?
Yeah, it doesn't solve anything.
How can I help it? How can I help it? How can I help? So I tried it, little Freddy. I've got an answer to me.
Phoenix FM.
I always love listening to that. The brilliant Grace Kelly from the equally brilliant Mika, number 38 on this countdown tonight. Hope you're having a fabulous time being here. Once again, thanks for staying with it. Are you going to wait and find out what makes it to number 26, the final one on tonight's 25 tracks? Yes, anyway, coming up next at number 37 is a track that was incredibly popular all over the world, number one in so many countries, released in 2016 as part of the Trolls soundtrack. Maybe that gives it away and lets you know what's coming. Weirdly, in the UK, only got to number two in the charts, but a brilliant track nonetheless, featuring the executive producer of the film Trolls and a man who voiced one of the characters on the vocals. It is, of course, Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. My eyes are perfect, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
shoes when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. Go. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance.
Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock. So don't stop that, that. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move where you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I should. But you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
FM.
From the brilliant Trolls movie, the very brilliant Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. I remember we used that as an opening song in a pantomime at Chesterfield at the time, and Lee Brennan of the boy band 911, who may be devastated to realise 911 are not going to feature in this countdown, but he sang that as the opening song in our panto. He has got a fabulous voice and he did very well. Certainly did justice to using that song as an opener in a show. Yeah, great stuff. Okay, so that was number 37 on the countdown. What's coming up at number 36? Well, a track featuring a singer from Barbados who's become incredibly popular over the last 15 years or so. And I can't believe this track was released 10 years ago as well. It's another one that shocked me to find out it went that far back. Again, Calvin Harris, who we've had on with Bounce earlier on, he features again on this one with Rihanna. And even though they're in a hopeless place, and by that, where do they mean? Some dingy council estate somewhere, I don't know. But they managed to find love.
Come alive. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
Phoenix FM.
Calvin Harris and Rihanna, We Found Love. Now, if you've had it up to here with dancier, upbeat numbers, then get ready to get reflective again with for a few minutes at least. Anyway, the next few tracks are going to slow it down once again. And coming up, another one that, again, I can't believe how far back it was actually released. Daniel Bedingfield released this track in 2002. No, it's not Gotta Get Through This. It's a more ballady, reflective song, and apparently he didn't really like cheesy music at the time and thought he would have to come up with something he thought cheesy to get a record deal. And it's a good job he did, because apparently he based this on a Westlife song. He kind of tried to write his own version of a song that would appeal to Westlife fans, and I think he did that and more, because it's a fantastic ballad and quite emotional as well. Here we are then, If You're Not The One.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life. Distance maim my life. If you're not for me, then why do I dream of you as my wife? I don't know why it's so far away, but I know that this much is true. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with.
That it takes my breath away, and I breathe you into my heart and pray for the strength to stand today. 'Cause I love you, whether it's wrong or right, and though I can't be with you tonight, you know my heart is by your side.
Phoenix FM.
Now There was some extreme falsetto on that track from the impressive Daniel Bedingfield there. If You're Not the One. Can't believe it was 2002. I do remember hearing around the time, or a couple of years after its release, that it was Simon Cowell's favourite song. Whether that's a good thing or not, I'm not entirely sure, but I enjoy it, and it's made it to number 35 on this countdown. Coming up at number 34 then, a track that was released quite a while ago, another ballad, another beautiful song, came out in 1980 from an album entitled Off the Wall by the brilliant Michael Jackson. And it was a top 10 hit, and he became the first singer to achieve 4 top 10 hits from the same album when this one reached the accolade in 1980. And I always enjoy listening to it. Great vocals on it from Michael. She's Out of My Life.
Phoenix FM.
Very emotional, that track, She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson from back in 1980 and his Off the Wall album. Seems so long ago now, doesn't it? But there we go, fabulous stuff, number 34 on the countdown. What's coming up at number 33 now as we get, you know, towards the business end of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this anyway? Remember, we're finishing at number 26 tonight. This is going to be 33. A track from a boy band that was released in 1999 that I've always loved listening to, and received even further acclaim relatively recently on the hit show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which often starts with what they call cold opens, a scene that's not necessarily related to the themes or plot of the rest of the show, something just funny to grab your attention before the opening credits roll. And they did a brilliant thing with a police lineup and getting various people in the police lineup to sing lines from the song, end up harmonising with each other and recreating this track from the Backstreet Boys. It's I Want It That Way.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart.
FM.
Very lovely ballad from the Backstreet Boys there, the brilliant I Want It That Way. Did incredibly well all over the world and has made it to number 33 on this countdown. So not all that many to go. 7 tracks to go in tonight's show. What have we got left for your ears to enjoy this evening? Well, coming up at number 32, possibly a surprising track for some people, but I absolutely love listening to this song. I love the beat and I love the sort of carefree nature of it, if you like, from a Russian producer called Zed. And it surprised me to realise it wasn't released all that long ago, actually, 2013, I think, featuring Hayley Williams, the lead singer of Paramore, on the main vocals on the track. This is the rather wonderful Stay the Night.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't
Phoenix FM.
Great stuff again from Zedd and Hayley Williams with Stay the Night. That was number 32, and that achieved the dream for many musicians of getting to number one in Poland and Israel. Oh yes. Not many other places, but it did well all over the place, but only number one in those two territories that I can find out. Anyway, moving on, what's at number 31 on this list? Well, a track that, as time has passed, has become known as an anthem of the 1990s, a dance anthem of the 90s. I'm surprised it's this old. 1993. I think it's been remixed a few times, featured in the 2000 series Queer as Folk, a remix of this track. But when you hear it, you'll definitely recognise it. You'll probably definitely enjoy it. There's some commitment, isn't it? You'll probably definitely enjoy it. We love that on the show that goes like this. Anyway, let's stop babbling. Let's get you to the music. And let's help you find the key and the secret. Go on, Urban Cookie Collective.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
You can't fail to find that a bit of an earworm. The Key, The Secret from Urban Cookie Collective, a huge hit, originally released back in 1993. There's a shocker. 31 on the countdown tonight. 5 tracks to go. What is coming? I've got to say, I'm enjoying listening to them all. I'm bound to, because I've chosen them. But as we get nearer the top of my top 100, they're particularly enjoyable for me. So, coming up at number 30, a track that was originally released back in 1984, has been covered so many times, was covered quite famously in 2003 by Girls Aloud on their Sounds of the Underground album. But the original is still fantastic, and when faced with either playing the Girls Aloud version or the original, I think I felt duty bound to play the original. So remember, you originally heard this in 84 if you were around then. Even if you weren't, it's one of those tracks from the 80s that just gets played over and over again because it's so infectious, so fabulous, can be used for a variety of reasons, a definite feel-good track. It's time for the Pointer Sisters to get us jumping.
Feel it in your heartbeat.
Phoenix FM.
Absolutely brilliant. Pointer Sisters and Jump from the mid-1980s. Still holds up very well, doesn't it? Absolutely great. Now then, that was number 30 on the countdown, so we've just got four tracks left. What's coming up at number 29? I can remember where I was working. I can't remember the exact time, but I've seen by doing research that this track was released in 2006. But I can remember driving back from a job, putting the radio on, hearing this track and thinking, I absolutely love that. I've no idea who it's by because the vocals were slightly distorted on it. And when I heard, I was surprised but delighted. It was this artist's first ever number one on the US Billboard 100 chart. It was also number one in the UK charts. It's a little bit unusual for this person. And, well, I've enjoyed it and I'm sure you will as well. As Justin Timberlake, who featured at number 37, also features at number 29 on the list by bringing Sexy back.
I'm bringing sexy back. The mother boys don't know how to act. I think it's special what's behind your back. So I'm turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Take a
dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm this slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Sexy, huh?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah.
Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm the slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
Phoenix FM.
I think it could be described as infectious, that track. The fabulous Sexy Back from Justin Timberlake. Only three left in tonight's show then. What on earth is coming up? Well, there's a story that I don't really have time to tell you about the film associated with this next track, which gave Aerosmith their only number one on the US Billboard charts. But yes, famously from the film Armageddon. When I was at university in Leeds, I lived in a house with a guy called Jim. We sent him to the Blockbuster video store, which still existed then, to get a film. He came back with what he said was Armageddon, and we told him that was impossible because the film was still in cinemas and couldn't be on VHS yet, as it was back then. We didn't even have DVDs. And it was some terrible, low-budget B-movie, also called Armageddon, that was rubbish. And we castigated Jim immensely after that. So in honour of Jim, let's all enjoy the proper track from the proper film Armageddon. It's Aerosmith, and I don't want to miss a thing. Don't miss it.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in the sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Sweetest dream will never do. I'd still miss you, babe, and I don't want.
Phoenix FM.
Well, from 1998 and an Aerosmith smash hit, forward to 2011 and a smash hit for a band known as Maroon 5 and their lead singer with a very distinctive voice, Adam Levine. Another track that I wasn't quite sure who it was. Well, I actually, to be fair, you pretty much guessed Maroon 5, but I heard it on the radio, absolutely loved it, knew I had to own it, had to get hold of it as soon as possible. And it's got a great vibe, a great beat, another real earworm on this countdown at number 27. With Moves Like Jagger, here come Maroon 5. Loved the surprise appearance from Christina Aguilera in the middle of that track as well, number 27 on the countdown. And to play us out tonight, then, we have reached number 26. It means you must join me next Tuesday to find out the final top 25. But what could be coming to be the sad one that hasn't quite made it into the top 25, although a fantastic track? Now, for most of my life, I've unapologetically enjoyed the music of Steps, famously doing the tragedy dance at a club in Leeds one time. Moves Like Jagger was 2011. We're going back to 1998 for the final track of the evening tonight at number 26 on this countdown. Can you guess what Steps track this is going to be? I've just always enjoyed the melody of it. I always like their vocals. I think they're a fabulous band. Some people think they're cheesy. I disagree with those people. To play us out tonight then, I'll be back at the same time next week. Keep it here on Phoenix FM though, whatever you're doing, 98.0. Here are Steps. It's One for Sorrow. Bye for now.
My dreams have come to nothing. Who would have believed all the laughter that we shared would be a memory? I cannot count the tears you've caused me. If I could have seen. And do you ever think of me?
Phoenix FM.